Imagine actually loving everything you have in your closet. I'm getting a little closer to that experience the more I get from Honeylove. I've learned I can really rely on the comfort, fit, quality, and look of Honeylove no matter what. And it seems like they think of everything we might want but didn't know existed. The Legging 2.0, for example, has it all. Comfort, function, and style. Smooth, soft fabric, hidden shaping panels that make me feel extra supported and confident, sheer-proof fabric so I have no worries, side pockets for the convenience I need, a super cute look, and more. And I love that I can wear them out and about, around the house, or to work out. And Honeylove addresses all of the typical complaints about bras and shapewear, too. All of Honeylove's products make everything I wear feel better. So yes, Honeylove has you covered for the everyday look, workouts, weddings, and more. Go check it out. Treat yourself to the best bras, shapewear, leggings, and more on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/newsworthy. After your purchase, they ask you where you heard about them. So please support our show and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
Today is Tuesday, June 14th. We'll tell you what Trump's former advisors say was happening in the White House just after the presidential election. And how it relates to the Capitol riot, all while the former president condemns this investigation. Also, from heat waves to wildfires to flooding, hundreds of millions of Americans are dealing with some kind of extreme weather threat. And what's behind the latest sell-off on Wall Street and what it could mean for the future of the U.S. economy. Plus, while you might notice some changes with how guns are featured in movies and TV shows, where Amazon's drones could start flying after a decade of promises, and how to see the strawberry supermoon peak today. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Lawmakers on the January 6th committee held their second public hearing, this time focusing on former President Trump's behavior right after the 2020 election. Americans heard from many more of Trump's closest advisors, from the Justice Department to his campaign team to his own friends and family members. Lawmakers showed testimony to prove Trump was told over and over again that he had not won, but that the former president kept claiming victory. Former Attorney General Bill Barr told lawmakers he investigated the possibility of voter fraud, but never found any evidence of it. He said Trump seemed to have no interest in the facts. And, quote, "I thought, boy, if he really believes this stuff, he has become detached from reality." Barr resigned in December of 2020. The person who replaced him also testified that he told Trump his claims of election fraud were unjustified. Former President Trump put out another statement about all of this yesterday, and once again he said the election was stolen from him. Then he said the hearings were an effort by Democrats to distract from their own issues, that, quote, "rather than solving problems, Democrats are rehashing history." All of these hearings are meant to show that former President Trump was responsible for directing his supporters toward the Capitol, where they rioted. Eventually, lawmakers may refer the case to the Justice Department that can consider actual criminal charges. For now, though, the next hearing is scheduled for tomorrow. Another Tuesday means another election day in America. Four more states are holding primaries today: Nevada, North Dakota, South Carolina, and Maine. And once again, former President Trump could have a lot of influence, like in a Nevada Senate race. On the Republican side, the state attorney general is leading in the polls. Adam Laxalt has been endorsed by Trump and is known for backing him after the 2020 election. In fact, he's been campaigning on the idea that the presidential election was stolen. In North Dakota, Republican Senator John Hoeven is also running with Trump's endorsement. He's expected to easily win today and be reelected in November. Then there's South Carolina. Two Republican members of Congress are facing competitive races after they were critical of former President Trump's role on January 6th. Now they both face Trump-endorsed opponents. And the former president called these, quote, "two of the most critical primary elections in the country." Oh, and you might hear Trump's name mentioned in Maine, too. There, the gubernatorial primaries are just a formality since there's only one Democrat and one Republican running. But it will set up a pretty heated general election. The current Democratic governor is going up against a Republican former governor who has described himself as, quote, "Trump before there was Trump." So stay tuned. Things have been especially rough on Wall Street this week. The S&P 500 slumped nearly 4% yesterday, entering a bear market for the first time since 2020. Bear market means stocks have fallen at least 20% from their peaks. They're rare, and it's especially concerning when they happen with the S&P 500. That index tracks the 500 stocks of mostly the largest American companies, so it's considered one of the leading indicators of the U.S. economy. The NASDAQ, that mostly reflects tech stocks, has actually been in a bear market for months, but it closed down again yesterday as well by nearly 5%. And the Dow Jones was down nearly 3%. So what's behind the big sell-off? You might have guessed it, inflation. May's Consumer Price Index, that measures what people pay for goods and services, came out on Friday, and it found inflation still has not quite peaked. So many analysts believe the Fed could raise interest rates by even more than expected when it meets this week. That action could help with inflation, but investors worry it could also push the economy into a recession. To be continued. The extreme heat wave that impacted a lot of the Southwest and central U.S. over the weekend is now moving east. And today, more than 100 million Americans are under some kind of heat alert. We're talking about a huge area from Nebraska to West Virginia, north into Wisconsin, and south into Mississippi. The National Weather Service says many areas should expect well above normal to record-breaking temperatures through the middle of this week. For places like Chicago, Illinois, Des Moines, Iowa, Little Rock, Arkansas, and Memphis, Tennessee, that means high temps in the triple digits. It's still brutally hot in the Southwest, too, as crews from parts of California to New Mexico are battling more than 30 wildfires. About 2,500 homes had to be evacuated yesterday because of wildfires in northern Arizona. Hundreds of people in the San Gabriel Mountains of Southern California had to evacuate, too, because of a growing wildfire there. The weather conditions are expected to be a little better today, though, so fire crews can hopefully get a better handle on the fires. Meanwhile, people who live in the Rocky Mountain West are dealing with a very different weather threat, flooding. Flood watches and warnings are in effect for parts of Idaho, Wyoming, and Montana. In fact, rangers closed all entrances to Yellowstone National Park yesterday because of flooding, rock slides, and what they called extremely hazardous conditions. And visitors were evacuated from the iconic park at the height of the summer tourist season. Today, there's even more rain in the forecast for the Yellowstone area before it dries out tomorrow. All right, we have much more news still coming up. But first, a quick break for our sponsor, ZocDoc. I think it's so important to advocate for yourself when it comes to your medical care. I'm definitely the type of patient that comes in with my list of questions because, let's face it, no one knows what I'm experiencing or what I need better than me. And similarly, no one knows what you are looking for in a doctor better than you. That's why ZocDoc can be such a great partner in your search for the right kind of care. They make booking a great doctor surprisingly pain-free. ZocDoc is a free app that shows you doctors who are patient-reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them. Simply go to ZocDoc.com, choose a time slot and whether you want to see the doctor in person or do a video visit, and just like that, you're booked. Every month, millions of people use ZocDoc, and I'm one of them. It's my go-to whenever I need to find and book a new doctor. Go to ZocDoc.com/newsworthy and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then start your search for a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc, ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. The FDA has now approved a drug that is the first ever treatment for a severe type of hair loss. The condition is an autoimmune disorder called alopecia areata. And the FDA has approved the drug for severe cases of this. The condition can cause someone to go from having a few bald spots to no hair on their bodies at all, not even in their nose or ears, within a matter of months or weeks even. The newly approved drug is a once-a-day pill known as Olumiant, and it's made by drug maker Eli Lilly. It was tested in two trials, and some of the treated patients regrew a lot of their hair. In fact, after a year, nearly half of those patients had all of their hair back. The drug regrows hair by stopping the immune system from attacking hair follicles. The same drug has already been used for things like rheumatoid arthritis, but the FDA approval for this condition is important to help make sure insurance companies cover the cost of the drug. Two other drug makers are said to be close behind with similar treatments. You may start to notice more gun safety measures on your favorite TV shows or movies. About 200 leading producers, directors, and writers are now promising to incorporate firearm safety best practices into their scripts and storytelling. This may look like characters locking their guns safely, or limiting the number of scenes that include both children and guns. Big names like Shonda Rhimes, Judd Apatow, Debbie Allen, Jimmy Kimmel, Amy Schumer, and more signed this open letter. It was put together by a nonprofit working against gun violence, and it comes just weeks after the mass shootings in Buffalo and Uvalde. The letter says, in part, quote, "As America's storytellers, our goal is primarily to entertain, but we also acknowledge that stories have the power to affect change. It points to other ways Hollywood has impacted cultural attitudes about things like smoking and seatbelts. And the letter says they're not asking anyone to stop showing guns on screen, but to be more mindful about it when possible. Amazon has been promising some sort of drone delivery system for almost a decade, but has faced a long process and some major setbacks, like a handful of crashes and high turnover. Well, now it seems the company is finally ready to get the project called Prime Air off the ground. Amazon announced the town of Lockford, California, will be the first to get some shipments via drone later this year, if the FAA gives the okay, that is. Lockford is about 50 miles south of Sacramento, and assuming regulators go for it, customers there will be able to order a package and have a drone deliver up to 5 pounds of cargo to their backyards. Thousands of items will be eligible for drone delivery, though Amazon has not given the specifics of what's on that list yet. A couple other companies have also moved forward with testing their drone delivery systems in various towns and cities, but together, they have not really lived up to the promises of revolutionizing deliveries nationwide, at least not yet. You might want to find some time to look up into the sky tonight. The moon will appear unusually full and bright, and you won't need a high-tech telescope or fancy binoculars to take it in. This one is nicknamed the Strawberry Moon. But that doesn't mean it will look anything like a strawberry. In fact, it will look more like a gold ball. The Farmer's Almanac says Native American groups came up with the name because the supermoon coincides with the time of year that strawberries are ready to be picked. It will be closest to Earth at around 7:25 this evening in the Eastern time zone, making it a supermoon. But really, astrophysicists say you'll get the best view during moonrise and moonset wherever you live. It could be about 7% larger and 15% brighter than a regular full moon. So that's it for the main news today. So now it's time for Trivia Tuesday, when we ask a different trivia question every week. But first, this podcast is sponsored by Rothy's. One of the things I love about my Rothy's shoes is their versatility. Rothy's work great with every outfit. I can put on my pointed toe black flats with yoga pants to walk around the block or grab a quick lunch, or wear my red Rothy's flats with jeans or dressier pants for a work conference or night out. Or I love wearing my Rothy's white lace-up sneakers for traveling and commuting because they make it easy to walk around the airport and keep my feet warm on the plane, all while allowing me to stay stylish on the go. And really, I can wear any of my Rothy's shoes in any of these scenarios and beyond. They're all comfortable, they're all cute, and they all bring me compliments almost every time I wear them. Plus, you know that I love Rothy's focus on sustainability. So, your new favorite shoes are waiting. Discover the versatile styles you can wear absolutely anywhere and get $20 off your first purchase at rothys.com/newsworthy. That's R-O-T-H-Y-S, rothys.com/newsworthy for $20 off your first order. rothys.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to Trivia Tuesday. Today's trivia question is in honor of Flag Day. How many stripes are on the American flag? You can answer the question and play along on Instagram. Just find and follow us at NewsworthyPod and look for the trivia quiz in our Instagram stories today. As for last week's trivia question, what are the names of Cinderella's stepsisters? The answer is Anastasia and Drizella. As the story goes, Cinderella was forced to live with her evil stepmother and two stepsisters. Her stepmother is especially cruel to her, mostly because she was jealous of Cinderella's charm and beauty. As for Anastasia and Drizella, well, they're mostly there for comic relief. And eventually, it's Cinderella who gets the happy ending, riding off to the castle with Prince Charming. Well, believe it or not, this story has been told for many centuries now. The first time it was published was in 1634 in France. Cinderella became especially popular in the United States in 1950 with Disney's animated movie version. And it's been redone many times since in live-action feature films on Broadway and at the opera. All right, thank you so much for listening today. And if you found the Newsworthy valuable and helpful today, we always appreciate it if you share the show with others. We're an independent podcast who relies on listeners like you to make this show possible. All right, we'll be back with another news roundup tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.